Suraki Gadipalayantam. Krishna is engaged in like a cow husband. He's hiding cows. What kind of cow? Suraki. Suraki means that cow supplies you milk as much as you like. And as many kinds you can, you like, you can draw milk from the cow. The immense supply of milk. Suraki Gadipalayantam. Lakshmi Sahasrata Sambhava Sivamam. And the Lord is worshipped by many hundred thousands of bodies of bodies. The gopi, you see the picture, there is a little sample only, but in the transcendental kingdom, the Lord is always there with all great respect and obedience and devotion. Many thousands of bodies of God. They are the bodies of God, they are most beautiful and everything is complete. Such a place and such a mode and such activity are described about Krishna. Chintamani prasara sadmasu kalpa vriksa lakshya vritesu suravi davipalayantam Lakshmi sahasya tata sambrama sevamanam govindam adipurishantaham sriyam. And that personality of God is Govinda, Krishna, is the original person. And in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, he is Brahma. What is Brahma? What is the absolute
truth?
The description is that Govinda is very fond of playing on flute. Venum. Venum means flute. Venum sanantam aravinda kalakasam. His eyes are just like lotus petals. Very beautiful eyes. Venum sanantam aravinda kalakasam brahavatam. And he likes peacock feathers. Peacock feather on his head. So you find Krishna always with peacock feather. He has a very valuable helmet. Helmet on his head. But you find one peacock feather. Bhagavatam Masitam Buddhasundaram. And his complexion of the body is black, just like new clouds. He's not that complex and like him. He's black. Krishna. And, but he's so beautiful. All of that. Here, of course, in this material world, black is not black. He is not that complex. But Krishna, the original person, he is black. But not black is like this. His beauty is surpassing many millions of cubits. You have heard the name of cubits. He's a very enchanting person, loving person. But here he describes Pandava Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobha. If you assemble millions of cubits in one place, still it cannot be compared with the beauty of Krishna. Krishna is so beautiful. Tandatva koti kamaniya vishesha shobham venum tannantam. Always saying on truth, venum tannantam aravinda dalatakyam brahavatam chamasitam buddhasundarangam tandatva koti kamaniya vishesha shobham Govindam Adipurusham Samaham Hariyami Govindra Adipurusham Govindam Adipurusham Samaham Hariyami
Govindam Adipurusham Samaham
So just imagine in the position of the Krishna consciousness. Anyone is worshipping somebody. Somebody is worshipping his wife, somebody is worshipping his husband, somebody is worshipping the leader of the country, somebody is worshipping something. If one has nothing, then somebody is worshipping a god, a cat. But we are worshipping the original person, Krishna. That's the origin. Gominam Mahavishnam, come on. We are not gathering ordinary. We are captured in you. Gominam Mahavishnam, come on. And why not? It's so beautiful. And calling us by saying on his clothes, nice clothes. When you are saying his clothes, all the gopis, they will give up all their family duties, everything involved to Krishna. Their fathers, their brothers, their husbands, we call them, how do you are going to be filled up nice? No, we are going to Krishna. So, Krishna is so nice. Just to attract us that you want love. Yes, love. He appears in Vrindavan, and so he is Leela, he is definitely. Just to attract how lovable object. You are trying to find out something lovable. You are being frustrated. Here is something complete. If you love, you become complete. And this Govinda can be achieved simply by love. He don't require any other quality. He is so great, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the proprietor of everything, but what does he want from you? In the Bhagavad Gita he says, Vastram Pushtam Phalam Tuhyam Yomi Bhaktya Prajapati. He can walk with Krishna, he is a little flower. With a little fruit and little water, that's all. How you have anything? A little flower, a little fruit, a little water can be collected by any poor man. Don't require to earn many thousands of dollars to worship Krishna. Why Krishna will ask you? You contribute a dollar or millions of rupees, you know. He's full of himself. He has got everything, something. So he's not jealous. But he's jealous. And what can? He's craving your love. That's what he says. The patram putram phalam toyam yomi bhakya vajitsi. He is not jealous from you, a little flower, a little fruit. But, let's not say, if something should be given to me, please try to give me something. Because that is the token of love. You are taking so many things from me, and supplying you light, and supplying air, and supplying you water, and supplying you light, food, everything. You cannot reciprocate something for me. I'm asking you simply a little water, a little power, a little leaf. So, what does he want? He wants Yomi Bhaktya Prajapati. He wants simply Bhakti of love, pure love. Yomi Bhaktya Prajapati. Pada Bhakta Vrikam Kasnami Prajatatmana. And because a devotee, a lover of Krishna, doing these things, in love and devotion. Therefore, Krishna says, Aham Ajnani, I get back and heal. The Krishna vache is not very costly again. Simply, he has to decide that I shall love only Krishna. And if you love only Krishna, then you actually love everything. If you love because you are loving the root, just like if you supply food stuff to your stomach, then you supply food stuff all the parts of your body. This is the method. The Bhagavad describes this method. The Bhagavad Nanitesanena Sipanti Satsanna Bhudoku Sapa Pranopaharasya Jatendriyana Sapa Sarvahanam Pachitivya. Just like Sarvamulam Sikina. If you supply water on the root of the tree, the water is immediately transferred to the branches, to the leaves, to the flowers, to the fruits, everywhere. Everyone knows it. It is thankful. But if you supply water to one leaf or thousand leaves, it does not mean that other leaves are also getting the benefits. So, at the present moment, people are captivated for human welfare. For what human welfare activity can do? It is not in your power. You can do something, but very limited. There are living entities. They are not only human beings. There are 8,400,000 living entities. And the human living entities, they are only a minor portion. They are only 400,000. Other living entities, they are 8 million. That is not very difficult to understand. If you say a census of the living entities in the city of San Francisco, then the census of the human beings residing in this city, there will be very a small number in comparison to the birds, bees, aquatics, ants, and so many other living trees, so many other living. So, suppose a portion of human living entities you have, then what is the value of them? What is the value of that? Therefore, Bhagavad says, just like watering the root of the tree, you can cut all the leaves, flowers, branches, and everything of the tree. Just by supplying foodstuff to your stomach, you can cut all the limbs of your body. Similarly, simply by loving Krishna, he can learn how to love everyone. If you don't love Krishna, and if you love the whole universe, it is still impossible. Impossible. And because we are not loving Krishna, therefore we are sectarian. That's like take for example your country, and any country, it doesn't matter. I'm giving an example, I'm not attacking anyone. I'm giving an example. You love your countrymen. That's very nice. But why don't you love the cows of your country? It is also living entity. They are also born in this country. Have they not rights to me?
No, in argumenting how to do that, yes. But because we do not love Krishna, therefore there is question. That one section of the living entity should be left, and another section of the living entity should be sent to his God. Why this defect? This defect is due to your lack of loving affairs in Krishna. And as soon as you try to love Krishna, then you will see, oh, if Tamus are my brother, oh, the black people are my brother, the white people are my brother, the ants are my brother, the dogs are my brother, the trees are my brother, everyone. That is universal. It is simply law of universal brotherhood. And if you do not love Krishna, then you will be losing. Therefore, actually it is happening. They are proclaiming peace and prosperity. And they are fighting in the United Nations. But where is the peace and where is the prosperity? Because lacking love of Krishna. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness is very urgent necessity for the human society. They should learn how to love Krishna. Then everything will be better. Very easy. It is not utopian theory, it is practical. There are many instances, and those who are following the students in our society, ask them how they love others, how they love everyone. Because they are trying to love Krishna. So, therefore, our process is try to love the original person. And as soon as you become an expert lover, you will find in our statue goddess, there is a picture that a hunter, after being initiated in Krishna consciousness, is loving even the ants. Those are seen in our Krishna picture. And you are statue goddess? Yes. You can show. The story is, the hunter was killing in the forest, many animals, because hunter's business is to kill. So, I'm speaking very sharply, the story and the picture we find in Back to God, recently published. And Nara, because he's Krishna, he's loving Krishna. When he was passing on the park in the forest, he saw that many half dead animals in torture, flashing. So he was very kind, who has done this mischief, this poor animal. So he traced out the hunter, and he went there. The hunter asked me, oh, why are you disturbing my business? So Nara said, my dear hunter, I have come to beg something from you. The hunter thought that this mendicant is a beggar, so he might have come to me to beg some skin, a deer skin, a tiger skin. So he said, let me do my research, I shall give you skin, whatever you like. Nara says, no, I don't want anything from you. I have come to request you something. What is that? If you are killing animals, why don't you kill them all at once? Why you are killing them half and giving them so much torture? He said that I have been educated in that way, I have been trained in that way, killing off animals by my father. I said, so now says, so my request to you that if you want to kill animals, please kill them immediately. Don't kill half. This is very great thing. Then he said, what is this thing? He said that you are killing so many animals, so you are accumulating things. Then he has turned everything. So he became a little talking and he inquired, then how to get out of this sinful activity? The Lord said that if you follow my instruction, then you can get free from this sinful activity. Now what have I to do? He said that first of all, break your bow. Then I said, get it. Oh, if I break my bow, then my business instrument is gone. Now, don't be afraid. Then how shall I eat? Why shall I send you food? How can you eat? So, if you solve my food problem, then I'll follow you. So, now say, yes, I can send you all kinds of food. You give up this business and come with me. So, the hunter and his wife went with Narada, and Narada fixed on a place and the bank of the Ganges, the Prayag, and he said that we sit down here and chant Hare Krishna. I shall send you all food that you require. All right, sir, don't forget. But I have given up my business. So let's say, it was at Makari in the village, that the hunter has become a Vaishnav, a bare-headed boy. Vaishnav. So, in India, it is a system that if anyone goes to a temple after a temple person, the lady is especially, and they take some grain in hand, at least one palm food, and contributes. So, 10, 20, 50 people are coming, and it becomes sufficient for the temple keeper. That is the system in India. It's big. It seems there are many hundreds of thousands of temples in India. And India is advertised as poverty stricken. But all these temples are being maintained by the people from the mortal of their food. The state. They contribute. If a sannyasi goes to the house of a householder, he will never be refused. At least he should be given a little rice, a little flour. That is the system. So many people are coming to see them, how they have become Vaishnava, wealthy person, and contributing somebody flour, somebody dal, somebody rice, somebody fruit. Oh, hey, Sadhu, why Narada is sending so much? We are only 2%, husband and wife. And he is sending more than 20% foodstuff daily. So you are telling me that if I chant Hare Krishna, I will not starve. Narada is telling me. That's all. So gradually, by chanting, they become very highly advanced spiritually. So one day, Narada said to his friend, Parvat, my dear Parvat, I got a disciple in Prayag, who was hunter, and I have initiated him to chant Hare Krishna. Let us go and see how he's doing. So, two friends are coming there, and it is a system that the disciple, by seeing the spiritual master, should immediately offer obeisances and receive him very nice. So, when he was going to receive from distant place, Narada, he saw some ants sat on the trees, and he was trying to remove them so that they may not die. The pressure of his spoon. And
yesterday and the problems of your time.
Thank you.